So, you got some new Star Wars content for me?
Yes, sir, I do. And in this one, we're going to be following OSHA.
Amazing. Occupational safety is very important.
Right, but also that's her name, and she's going to be falsely accused of a crime.
What's the crime?
Well, her sister May's going to have this big old fight against a Jedi named Indara, who I figure we could get Carrie Ann Moss to play.
Trinity? Oh boy, that'll be a big draw for the show. So what does she do?
Ah, die immediately.
Okay, well, I'm still going to pretend like she's a main character when we promote the show.
Sounds like a good idea. So since May and OSHA look exactly alike, and everybody thinks May is dead, OSHA gets blamed.
Was she nearby?
Not even a little bit. She was off putting out space fires, but a bartender saw her, so...
Space fires?
Fires in space, that's right. So she gets arrested and put on a prisoner ship piloted by robots.
They think she killed a Jedi, so they put her on an unmanned ship?
That's what we're going with. So this ship ends up crashing, and then she reunites with her old Jedi Master, Soul.
Okay.
And she explains to him, like, hey, I think my sister might be alive, but he's like, no, I watched her die.
Yeah, sounds like there's some history between these two.
Oh, there sure is, sir. That's the whole basis of the show. But to explain that, we're gonna have to go back 16 years.
I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, no, don't worry. I'll just tell you what happened.
Okay, yeah, that's better for me.
So OSHA and May were raised by a bunch of space witches, and May wants to become a space witch, but OSHA doesn't really wanna.
There are career paths other than space witch, sure.
So then they're having this big ceremony to become space witches, and they do this little chant.
A chant?
Yeah, they're like, the power of one. The power of two. The power of many. So anyway, then Soul and some other Jedi show up, and they maybe want to train these kids to become Jedi, because they have a high M count.
M count? You mean midichlorians?
Well, yes, but people made fun of that, so now I'm scared to say it out loud.
Fair enough.
So they do some tests on these girls, but then this Padawan really wants to go home, so he rushes back to the temple confrontationally.
That's his motivation. He wants to leave.
ASAP. He doesn't like the food he's currently eating, so he risks and ruins everything.
Understandable, I guess. So what happens?
Well, the Mother Witch turns into a big scary smoke monster, so Soul kills her with a lightsaber.
Close one.
Actually, no, he shouldn't have, because she's like, I was gonna let OSHA go become a Jedi.
She probably shouldn't have changed into a scary monster then.
Yeah, well, if there's no miscommunication in this show, then there is no show.
Oh, interesting storytelling technique.
So then all the witches get together and possess this Wookiee Jedi, but when Trinity breaks that possession, all the witches die.
Why?
Because I need all the witches to die.
That works.
And also, May is mad that OSHA didn't want to become a space witch, so she starts a little fire and locks all the doors.
Sounds like an OSHA violation for sure.
Yeah, and this place is made of stone, so the fire spreads quickly.
What?
And then Soul finds himself in this situation where each sister is standing on a collapsing platform, and his force lift isn't strong enough for both platforms, so he just saves OSHA.
Why not force lift the girls instead of the platforms they're on?
Hey, shut up, and so that crazy night sets the stage for this whole story.
Wow, well that's gonna be a pretty intense show intro for sure.
Oh no, what I just described is a mystery spread out over multiple episodes.
Stretching things out is tight.
Paradoxically, yes.
So then what happens?
Well, because of that night, 16 years later, May is killing the Jedi involved with that, and she's working with this guy, Chimer.
Okay.
And also, there seems to be a Sith lurking around, but we don't know who he is.
Is it Chimer? I mean, who else would it be?
Yep, that's a good point. I'm still gonna drop it as a big reveal several episodes in, okay?
Sure, sounds good.
So this guy really wants May to kill a Jedi without using a weapon.
How come?
He thinks that would be a pretty cool little dark side challenge.
That does sound pretty cool.
Then one day he goes nuts and kills practically all the Jedi that OSHA was rolling with.
Oh my god.
And in all that chaos, OSHA and May switch places.
Oh, they do.
Yeah, and it looks like May is gonna stab Soul, but then she doesn't.
Why not?
Yeah, because she doesn't want it anymore, you know? Who's to say why characters do what they do?
You.
Can you imagine? That'd be nuts.
Well,
anyway, meanwhile, OSHA is hanging out with Chimer the Sith.
Hanging out?
Yeah, she follows him around. He takes his clothes off, shows her his Sarlacc pit.
Oh my god.
So now that he murdered all her friends and flashed her his space junk, she's kind of into what he has to say about the dark side.
Okay.
But then she puts on his cool helmet and gets a vision of where May is.
Oh, she does.
Yeah, because the season's almost over and I need them to reunite, so she just has a vision of where to go next.
Nice. So all the characters end up on that witchy planet where this whole thing started.
It's like poetry, it rhymes.
It's like poetry, it rhymes, that's right.
So there's gonna be a big showdown between Chimer and Soul, and then also between May and OSHA.
Very exciting.
And then OSHA's gonna find out that Soul killed their mom, so she wants to kill him.
Well, it's going to be tough for her to kill an experienced Jedi Master.
Actually, it's going to be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because now that she's angry, she can do dark side stuff, so she force chokes him to death.
So he doesn't explain that her mom had turned into a scary smoke monster?
No, because proper communication would get in the way of the story I'm trying to tell.
Right, okay, keep going. So there's no soul.
Nope.
And then also that guy died.
What? So then what happens?
Well, then Osha agrees to train with Chimer and let him show her the dark side.
Oh, he flashes her again?
No, like the dark side of the Force.
Oh, okay.
And then he wipes May's memory, which is a thing he can do.
Why?
So she can't remember. But, and then a green lady blames everything on soul and we're done. So what do you think?
It's okay. I just feel like it's missing something.
It is, isn't it? What key ingredient we missing here?
Oh, I got it. You know what it is? We gotta do that thing. You know that thing where we sprinkle in glimpses of established characters and selectively recycle content we own as if that were a way to sustain long-term engagement?
Right, that's what it is. I'll toss a few cameos in at the end.
Great, that'll keep the brand alive.
Hi, this is Ryan George from The Thing You Just Watched. Please enjoy this slideshow from The Thing You Just Watched.